Hey everybody, I'm Doug.
I'm Casey.
And I am Cappy.
Cappy.
Yeah. Welcome to the bottom line.
All right, okay. I'm going to explain. Sam's sick. Casey is starting a new adventure in North Carolina. You're moving.
Yeah, I'm moving.
This is
her last episode. Hello!
So I'm trying out new co-hosts.
Great so far.
Yeah, this is Cappy. You know, by the way, he loves that movie, Captain Phillips.
Yeah?
Yeah, I don't know why.
I am the captain now.
See, he knows it all.
Okay, next. That's funny.
Get in it.
This episode is sponsored by Marine Data Solutions.
No throttling, no contract, unlimited data, and? No, and? What are you doing?
Unlimited data.
Not now, Casey. No oil spills. Last week's report was false. And?
Salty Rags Crew Apparel.
You know what's good for Salty Rags Crew Apparel?
You don't walk around naked.
Nobody's walking around naked.
Naked.
Oh.
Okay.
Ooh, he's
all
funny.
Right. Next.
Okay. So.
Now for industry news.
He was faster. Okay.
Gosh,
keep it moving.
Faster. Okay. Santa Barbara, California. Captain indicted in deadly boat fire that killed 34.
Okay. We all know about this. This boat was a dive boat over in Santa Barbara that caught fire and sank. 33 passengers and one crew member died. It was very sad. It was like one of the biggest boat casualties California has ever seen.
Wow.
Now, what's going on with the captain?
The captain's in big trouble because he didn't do the fire safety drills that should be done quarterly or however they're done.
He didn't
have a night watch.
No roving watch and no crew training and fire safety training.
No.
Now, he was indicted for manslaughter, 34 counts of manslaughter by the U.S. Attorney's Office.
Yeah.
What's that have to do with us? I'm going to tell you what it has to do with us. First of all, I have to look it up in the call regs. That was a subchapter T boat. I'm not even sure he's required to have a roving night watch, probably. But the reason why they're saying it is because the company stated in the safety that they have to. So they were all asleep. The boat caught fire. LiPo batteries is the thought with all their camera equipment charging.
No, that's terrible.
This guy's in a lot of trouble. Now, what's that have to do with us? I don't care if you're running a 30-footer or a 300-footer. You're the captain, and you're in charge, and you are responsible for everybody's safety. So you got to take it seriously. And if a crew member is not taking you seriously, what should you
do? Get rid of them.
Get them the hell off the boat.
They need to respect the captain.
Forget about your license.
It can happen.
Yeah, forget about saving your license. How about saving 34 people?
That's
nothing from this story is good at all. There's no good's going to come out of it. At least we can use this to train. I'm also going to tell you that I understand people are, I'm on a 100-footer with only four crew. How do we do a roving night watch? Figure it out, dudes, all right? Because that's no excuse if somebody loses their life. So talk to the owner, get some additional crew, stay on the marina dock. But if you're anchored out, you should definitely be doing that.
Yeah.
Next. Oh. Oh, you want to see that video?
Yes, I do.
Okay, this just came in. Okay, typical Florida. I'm pretty sure this is Holover. Take a look at this.
I think this is one of my friends.
This is one of your friends?
Yeah, maybe.
What the hell does this guy think he's doing?
Does that guy think he's in a video game?
Yeah, he thinks he's in a
maybe
video game.
Maybe, Cappy, because I just don't understand how he's going to get away.
Okay, jet ski being chased by a cop. It really looks like Grand Theft Auto. And then what makes matters worse is he's going through the anchorage, cutting between
look
these boats.
That.
And, I mean, there could be kids swimming off the back of this boat.
He's just out of control. What's
he's out of control. And then the cop goes right behind him, plowing through all the anchorage, too. And the guy keeps going. This video goes
on
for a while.
That's pretty dangerous there.
I mean, you know what? You know what's going to happen? They're going to catch him because those jet skis don't hold a ton of fuel. So sooner or later, he's going to get caught. But what was the biggest thing that you saw from that video?
Well, I mean, he wasn't wearing his life jacket.
Okay, yeah, he wasn't wearing a life jacket. But how about this? He wasn't wearing a mask either.
Idiot.
Yeah, idiot.
Exactly, Cappy. He forgot his mask.
Okay, next.
Okay, in Cape Canaveral, a guy rescued after his boat sinks offshore.
Guy on a 32-foot Sea Ray. Okay, here's his statement. My engine started having a squeaky noise, so I decided to fix it. He left on Friday, and then he said, I went to sleep.
Okay, so I just don't understand. You hear a squeaky noise, you go to sleep.
I don't know. I think he fixed it, then he went to sleep, and then he woke up.
Bless his heart, though.
Early Sunday morning with the boat sinking. All right?
I want everybody to drive a boat. Maybe you should, Cappy.
Okay, I want everybody to see this photo right here. This is all of that he was clinging onto, the pulpit of this 32-foot Sea Ray. That's crazy. He was picked up by a freighter. He had No communications. He had no way of contacting anyone. His EPIRB didn't even go off. He was 86 miles offshore. This guy is so lucky to be alive. The only reason that he did get picked up is because the Coast Guard put a notice of mariners out, and the freighter was keeping an eye out. I mean, this guy's like a little dot in the ocean. So when you guys are on bridge watch on the yachts, I don't care if you're crossing the Nassau or you're crossing the ocean, keep your eyes out. You might run into a guy like this. Next.
Wow, it's just, that's just nuts to me.
Okay. He's so lucky he's alive.
Yeah, really.
Whatever.
Okay, oh next.
Cappy, this mega yacht's transforming design opens up like a bird's tail. Cappy's bird's tail. It opens up like a bird's tail for a deeper interaction with the ocean.
Okay, so this 120-meter boat.
Yes.
With
big
it
boat.
Can hold 12 passengers, like we all can. It's actually powered.
I usually hold 12 passengers.
Yeah, you usually hold 12 passengers?
Yes. Yeah.
Oh. Okay, so it actually, the design, which is a South Florida design, is going to have electric motors. I don't know how that's going to work out, probably big generators. But anyway, 5,500 gross tons. And then with a push of a button, the whole transom here. Take a look at this picture. This is it closed. And this is when it's open. It really transforms the aft deck. I get it. But I mean, what
happens if... Transforms beautifully off the aft deck.
What if the damn thing breaks? I mean, you can't even go to the dock.
That's why I don't...
One thing that this does prove is yachts are becoming so technical. I mean, it's becoming so... It's computer reliant and technical. I mean, this is what we have to gear up for.
It's like Overboard. Remember that movie Overboard? Where she's like, Andrew, are you going to bring me my lemon or do I have to squeeze it from my hat?
Yeah, actually, this is going to be like, Captain, please open up the back of the boat.
That's what I mean.
5,500 gross tons.
Excuse me.
5,500 gross tons, so that's
he
a biggie.
Can pass gas.
Okay, next.
Well, that's, oh, crew corner.
Crew corner.
Should the engineer wash the boat?
What you doing?
Engineer washed the boat.
Suck it up, Buttercup.
Thanks, buddy.
Wash the damn boat.
Okay, according to Cappy, yes, suck it up, Buttercup, yeah. And the engineer should wash the boat.
Yeah.
Okay, now, here's my take on it, my opinion. Mm-hmm. All right, if you're on a mid-sized boat, I'm calling a mid-sized boat like 100, 130, 1 to 130, you only have one engineer. By the way, don't go around calling yourself chief engineer if you're the only one on board. But yeah, I think you should help wash the damn boat.
Yeah.
All right? Because I guarantee you that the mate and the deckhands or whoever are helping you fuel the boat.
Right.
Or bring supplies in. Or do whatever. It's not a one-man show. Everybody, it's a team effort. Now, if you're on a bigger boat where you have an engineering team and you have departments, the departments should be set up so that you can do your job without help from other departments. Unless it's an emergency.
Yeah.
Okay? So the answer is mid-sized boat.
Right.
Yes.
Boat size, really.
Go wash the boat. And larger boat, probably not. Go sit in your control room, make sure everything's going. By the way, the more complex the boats, as they get bigger, they get more complex. 130 Westport, I mean, seriously, you don't have an engineering cabin, you know, with glass that you're just sitting there monitoring everything for the rest
gotcha.
Of your life. You know, you should get going.
Yeah.
So, oh, by the way, my first job, first year in boating, I was an engineer.
Yeah.
I washed the boat. I did the dishes. I stood bridge watch. I did everything. Yeah. I didn't go in the engine room. No, I didn't go in the engine room. Hot in there.
Oh, wow.
That's no, I did.
Idiot.
I went in the
Good
engine
job,
room.
Cappy.
I went in the engine room. But anyway, everybody needs to help each other out. We're not running the Queen Mary, for Christ's sakes. Okay. And stop wearing all these stripes. Okay, next.
Okay.
Is that it? I
that's
think that's
really it.
It.
I mean,
oh, this is your last
show.
Last
yeah.
Last episode, Casey.
Last episode.
Oh.
Episode 41.
We will miss you, Casey.
Oh, that's nice.
See you later, biatch.
Whoops.
Wow.
Okay.
Play me some music.
Play some music.
All
well,
right.
I guess that's the it for episode 41.
Oh. Huh?
Bottom line. Yeah. Anyway, that's it for episode 41. Say goodbye to Casey. She's
Bye,
gone
guys.
Forever. I love you. Sam will be back. We'll see you next week.
Bye, you guys.
Bye.
Love you.
Crazy
He's
parrot.
Great. I love him.
Bum, bum, bum,
I can always
bum,
fly
bum.
In and
do something. All right. Bye, everybody.
Bye, everybody.